From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It was just the news Bear Stearns shareholders were hoping for. J.P. Morgan Chase agreed to boost the price it's paying for stock in the troubled investment bank today from $2 a share to $10. Wall Street was glad to hear that. Stocks rallied again today. But the move is likely to lead to even more criticism of the takeover deal and the government's role in it. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. First, NPR's Jim Zeroli is following the story in New York. And Jim, they had a deal. So why did J.P. Morgan Chase feel that it needed to pay more?
Well, they did have a deal. The problem is they were facing a certain amount of resistance from shareholders, people who stood to lose a lot of money if this goes through. A lot of them Bear Stearns employees who had a good deal of the firm's stock. They have seen their assets wiped away. One of the biggest shareholders, British billionaire Joe Lewis, he had invested more than $1 billion in the company, owns 9% of the shares. His holdings have just plummeted in value. He was sort of threatening to organize a competing bid for Bear Stearns. So I think J.P. Morgan Chase has simply done this to try to do an end run around him and anybody else that wants to try to organize any resistance to it.
Well, was there an indication today that shareholders are more likely to accept this deal than the lower price from last week?
Well, I talked to one shareholder who said, you know, basically, look, $2, $10, there isn't that much of a difference. We're still going to lose a lot of money. And shareholders are going to lose a lot of money. Shares of Bear Stearns were worth, I think, more than $180 more than a year ago. And now we're talking about $10. So the chances are a lot of shareholders are still not going to like this deal very much. But one of the things that happened today was that Bear Stearns basically has created 95 million new shares in the company, and they're going to be sort of seeded over to J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan will then have sort of almost have voting control over the company. I think Bear Stearns figures at this point, you know, it won't be that hard for them to get the additional shareholders on board because there are enough shareholders that understand that, you know, this isn't a great deal, but it's probably the best they can hope for. So I think they're thinking this will be enough to bring them over the finish line to make the deal more likely to go through.
Now, the Federal Reserve played a role in engineering this acquisition. Did it have any response to the change in the terms today?
Yeah, the Fed signed off on the deal today. It has to be pointed out that in one sense, this is a better deal from the Fed than it had before. Bear Stearns has about $33 billion in illiquid assets, in other words, securities that can't be sold easily or transferred. And when it agreed to this deal, J.P. Morgan Chase said, we don't know what these are worth, and until we do the math, we don't want to be on the hook. So the Fed had basically said, well, we will take these potentially bad securities and give you money using them as collateral. So if you lose money, we'll cover the losses, which essentially means taxpayers will cover the losses. The Federal Reserve doesn't believe that will happen, but still there is the possibility. That aspect of the deal generated a lot of criticism from people who thought that taxpayers were on the hook. So J.P. Morgan Chase came in today and said that they would absorb the first $1 billion in loans if there were any. Seems to be more just kind of a gesture to minimize some of the bad PR from the deal.
NPR's Jim Zeroli in New York. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You're welcome.